American officials are apologizing again, this time for a rogue U.S. soldier who's said to have killed 16 Afghan women and children. So much for the narrative that the Americans are the good guys and the Taliban kills civilians. It's Monday, March 12th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A big welcome today and this week to the BBC's Dan Damon. Dan
Hello.
Is switching places, literally, with John. John's in London all week. And Dan, who's the host of the World Update on the BBC, is here with us. Good morning.
I couldn't be in a better place. Thanks very much indeed for inviting me. It's absolutely fantastic to be here. This is such a great city. I've had such a great weekend already.
Well, you're here at another presidential election time, and you've been in the U.S. covering
the elections. I did. I covered the 2000, went to the conventions, covered 2004. Mostly politics has brought me here, but I have I spent some time with the military in Fort Lewis, which is at the center of today's top story.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about that more later on this hour. Many of you are still talking about a discussion we had last week on the state of your job.
My name is Sue Barber. I am calling from Port Huron, Michigan. I'm at the other end of the job spectrum. I'm 68 years old, able-bodied, good health, years of professional experience. I would love to be working at a job full-time. I am not ready to retire. I cannot afford to retire. And psychologically, I like to work.
Give us your thoughts. Do you love your job? Hate it? Why do you do it? 8778 My Take. In the meantime, let's go to the headlines.
Afghanistan's parliament's condemning the murders of 16 people, allegedly by a U.S. soldier. The parliament issued a statement today saying Afghans have run out of patience with arbitrary actions by foreign forces. President Obama's offering condolences to the families of the civilians. The suspected killer remains in custody in Kandahar. We don't know his name yet. U.S. officials say he was based in Washington state and assigned to a special operations site in southern Afghanistan. Those officials also say the soldier acted alone when he went house to house in two villages and opened fire on families who were sleeping.
The special envoy for the UN and the Arab League has left Syria empty-handed. Kofi Annan met twice over the weekend with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus, but they couldn't agree on a ceasefire. Annan now heads to Turkey for some follow-up talks there. In the meantime, even more killings are reported in Syria. One activist group says 45 people, including children, were killed in the city of Homs last night. And the worst violence between Gaza and Israel has entered its fourth day. Militants in Gaza have been firing rockets into northern Israel, and the Israelis have been responding with airstrikes that so far have killed at least 18 people in Gaza. No one has been killed in Israel.
In this country, the presidential sweepstakes are shifting to the south this week. Alabama and Mississippi hold their Republican primaries tomorrow, and Rick Santorum is predicting he'll win those two contests the same way he won the caucuses in Kansas over the weekend. Santorum is urging former House Speaker Newt Gingrich to drop out of the race.
He is the absolute wrong person to nominate at this critical juncture. And I think hopefully the people in Mississippi and Alabama will figure that out, and I think they are.
But Gingrich isn't buying that.
I need your help for the next few days, because if we can win here Tuesday, I think by Wednesday morning we'll be back in a brand new race once again.
Gingrich has already won two primaries in the South. He says he will win Alabama and Mississippi. One of the first scientists to issue a warning about the Earth's ozone layer has died. Sherwood Rowland was a chemist. He won a Nobel Prize in 1995 for his theory that aerosol sprays and other consumer products were eating away at the ozone layer. Rowland died over the weekend. He was 84 years old.
And gas prices have risen 12 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. That information from AAA, a gallon of regular gas now going for $3.81.
In sports, March Madness begins tomorrow. Yes, bracketology. I'm learning all about it. Kentucky, Syracuse, North Carolina, and Michigan State, the top seeds. Michigan State, the only top seed going into the tournament with the wind in its back. Of the four number one teams, the Spartans are the only one who have won their conference title.
Asian and European markets are mixed at this hour. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow will start at 12,922, the S&P at 1370, the NASDAQ at 2988. Well, we have the week's news, a look ahead at the week anyway, with our agenda later on this hour. First, though, more details about the story out of Afghanistan in which a United States Army surgeon has allegedly killed 16 civilians, 9 of them children, on this past Sunday. That information coming from Afghan and American officials. We'll talk more in a moment.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.